Right now, as we do each and every week, it is time to take a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf as we go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
All right, Patrick, it is our Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, then take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And I just named the list of who's who here at the Masters goes way back, all the way back to guys like Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Seve Ballesteros, Ben Crenshaw, Bernhard Langer. Pat, we know the names of the guys that have won pretty easily. It's a who's who's list in golf. But question for you to start things off is, who is the best player ever without a green jacket? And we've got a lot of names. Lee Trevino won 6 majors but never won a Masters. Johnny Miller had 25 career PGA Tour victories, including 2 majors, but no green jacket for him. We know Greg Norman was snake-bitten at Augusta a number of times in chances to win, but he never did. Ernie Els, Peter Thompson, Nick Price, Payne Stewart. Pat, who is your best ever without a green jacket?
That is a very difficult question, Russ, as you normally give me on Inside the Ropes. I would probably say Trevino, just because of, as you mentioned, winning 6 majors. He just never played well here at Augusta, and he always admitted he was mainly a right to left. You know, he cut the ball, and for whatever reason, that is not the type of shot that you want to have at Augusta, although Jack Nicklaus played the ball left to right, and he figured out how to do it 6 times. But Trevino just never played well here at Augusta. I don't think he even liked the course. So he'd probably be up there. Guys that actually played well at Augusta and had some kind of a pedigree with majors, or at least won a bunch of tournaments. You mentioned Johnny Miller, Greg Norman, Tom Weisskopf, won the British Open, 4-time runner-up here, was never able to complete it and win here. Tom Kite, another guy, 3-time runner-up here, won the U.S. Open. Some other guys that finished runner-up twice here, David Duval, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Davis Love III, Ken Venturi, Curtis Strange, another guy that had won the U.S. Open a couple times and had played well here, never able to seal the deal. So there's a bunch of guys out there, but for my money, it's probably either Lee Trevino because of his success in the other majors, or Tom Weisskopf, who had won one other major but had a lot of success here. He just couldn't figure out a way to beat Jack Nicklaus.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat, if the category is most snake-bitten at Augusta, I think Weisskopf might get the nod, although Greg Norman has an argument for that title as well, because, you know, Tom Weisskopf finishing second here 4 times, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 3 of those 4 times was to Jack.
Right.
So, you know, Nicklaus was the guy that edged him out a number of times. Obviously, Greg Norman in 87, he lost to a miracle chip-in by Larry Mize. In 96, it was mostly his doing. He coughed up that 6-shot lead by Amen Corner on Sunday, and Nick Faldo ended up being, of course, the opportunist and benefactor of Norman's struggles. So if you're talking about most snake bitten, I would say Weisskopf is in discussions along with Greg Norman. But I think the best ever player, because the question is, who was the best ever that never won the Masters? I think it is Trevino. I agree with you, because Lee Trevino had a fabulous career, and it was very balanced, except for Augusta. He had 29 PGA Tour wins. I mean, that's top 20 all time. He won 6 majors, 2 at each stop, 2 at the U.S. Open, 2 at the British, and 2 at the PGA. He just was never able to win the Masters. He could, if he had won 1 green jacket, he would have had the career Grand Slam, and only five guys have done that. Tiger, of course, included, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Ben Hogan and Gene Sarazen. But I think Trevino's the guy, but I would say my number two, you know, it's hard to, you know, Peter Thompson, the guy won 5 majors, but they were all British Opens. He was almost, I hate to say, a one-trick pony, but, you know, that's the only major that he really played well in. He never really played well at Augusta, and he won the 5 Britishes, 3 in a row, by the way, 54, 55, and 56, and Thompson had 60 worldwide wins, but I don't know that he was the complete player that Trevino was. I don't think Johnny Miller was as complete as Trevino either. Ernie Els, the record's still out on him. He's still got a career going, so I don't think we can call him the best all-time when he's still playing. Same thing goes for a guy like a Nick Price. Unfortunately for Payne Stewart, you know, Payne won 3 majors, 2 U.S. Opens and a PGA. He had 11 career PGA Tour victories. His career was cut so short that I don't think we'll ever know how really good he was. But my number two after Trevino is Hale Irwin, actually, because, and it's a lot to do with what he's done after the PGA Tour on the Champions Tour, and I don't know how much we can consider that, but he is the greatest Champions Tour player ever. 45 career Champions Tour wins, including seven majors, and this came after a stellar career on the PGA Tour where he had 20 victories and three majors. So they were all U.S. Opens, of course, 74, 79, and 90. But I would say Trevino is number one for me, and I would probably go with Hale Irwin number two, partly because of all the great things he's done after the age of 50 on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, Hale Irwin's one of those enigmas to me because he seems like he has the mental capability as well as the control with his short game that he should have been able to win at Augusta or at least contend. And you know, at least according to the stats I'm getting on Masters.org, he wasn't even a runner-up, so. Or more than once. So, you know, another course that for whatever reason he just didn't play well. But a guy like another guy you mentioned, Payne Stewart, a guy who you would think as he matured, good short game, great putter, would have been able to figure out maybe to get one Masters green jacket maybe in his late 30s or early 40s. So you're right. Those are the types of guys that, you know, maybe for whatever reason, Hale's case, you know, he just matured much too late that he could have figured out a way to do it, and Payne Stewart never really getting the chance. But hard to argue, just so many guys that are super, super players that for whatever reason this course just didn't fit their eye, or they couldn't get it done here, like a Tom Weisskopf, you know, four-time runner-up, just could not figure out a way to beat his Ohio State teammate, Jack Nicklaus. All right, there's the club, Colin. Very good. All right, Russ, number two goes to you.